We continue our spotlight, spotlighting North Ridgeville. We've got folks who know all about North Ridgeville. It's the North Ridgeville Historical Society. We go right to the president, Jeff Sigsworth. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
Got a lot of good things to talk about this morning. I see North Ridgeville celebrated their bicentennial 2010. Right. Elyria is just this year. Why? And Avon was before. I would always think that sort of the bigger cities might have their bicentennial sooner, but I guess different parts of these communities kind of incorporated sooner, or people moving east to west, I guess?
Well, Lorain and Columbia both had theirs in 2007. They were the very first, although Lorain was a very small place when it started and grew to be the biggest city in the county. Columbia Station is still fairly small, but they had theirs first. Ridgeville was the third one in the county, and there have been about eight or nine since then, and there's still quite a few more to come. So yeah, every year we'll have more bicentennials coming up for the foreseeable future.
North Ridgeville is a new sort of name for Ridgeville, right? I remember the whole thing with a post office somewhere else in Ohio. Is that the story? Or
yeah, we were Ridgeville Township most of our history, up until 1958 when we became the village of North Ridgeville, and then in 60 the city of North Ridgeville. But the post office changed to North Ridgeville back in 1829 because there was another Ridgeville down by Dayton, and it was settled by the father of the postmaster general, and he told us, because of confusion between the mail, we needed to change ours to North, and they kept Ridgeville for theirs. But that was back in 1829.
We're doing our broadcast today from Dunkin' Donuts. New Dunkin' Donuts here on Lorain Road, near I-480, Lear Nagel over here.
Right.
Any idea what was here way back when?
Like most of Ridgeville, this was all rural at one time. When the pioneers came, it was covered with forests. And then by the late 1800s or so, it was just, the forests were all cleared. So it was just rural farming. Most of Ridgeville was farming, except for a few isolated areas up until the 1960s. So just like Strongsville or North Homestead, it was a farming community.
When people think of communities, they always try to figure out where's the center of town or where is that place. Has it changed over time with North Ridgeville, or where do you consider that? When was it then? When is it? Where is it now?
Well, what they called Ridgeville Center used to be what's now Route 83 and 20, Avon, Belden, and Center Ridge. That was called Ridgeville Center back in the 1800s. There was an Avon Center and a Grafton Center. Each township had their own center.
Maybe that's why it was Center Road for the most part.
Exactly, Center Road, right? Center Ridge Road. But for North Ridgeville, the actual active part of town is more to the east and the north part of town now, with all the development and businesses that have gone in.
Well, let's talk a little bit about some of the things. Your historical society is 40 years old.
That's right.
This year. That's sort of young, isn't it, for a historical society? Or was there an era where historical societies in communities sort of decided to take root, in a sense?
Well, there are a lot of historical societies in Lorain County now, but most of them were formed in the last 25 years. So 40 is actually on the old side for a Lorain County historical society, and it seems like a long time to me. But
you developed 40-year 1977. And,
right.
And this is, to me, it seems similar to a bicentennial where the America is celebrating, people thinking about history, they kind of look at that. Maybe they did something at that year before for the community, and someone says, hey, we should, you know, be a little more what's happening here in North Ridgeville.
That's where ours grew out of, was the U.S. Bicentennial Celebration, 75 to 76. That's where they got the idea to start a North Ridgeville Historical
Society. So then you spend your time at that point looking from 77 to the beginning. It's like the beginning of time that you get everything.
Right.
And then as it grows, do you try to kind of maintain? Because now if you look back 40 years ago, the 70s is sort of part of your history. At that time, you was contemporary. Are you always in the process of looking at things that change, if schools close or move? How is the historical society, can you capture that or not look back and think, darn, we missed our opportunity?
Mostly in the photographs we're collecting of old businesses that are no longer here, or changes in the town, plus, and the schools. Our scrapbooks, we've collected a lot of nice scrapbooks of Ridgeville's recent past even, and we've had a lot of good displays in our museum that people can come and see about more recent developments in history, as well as the last 200 years.
And when you talk about collecting scrapbooks, putting them together, or is it a matter of where, you know, there was a gentleman or somebody who spent their own personal time putting something and they donated to the group? Is that somehow things
work? Got a couple of those old scrapbooks. We have a couple of those in our collection, but one of our members, Carol Clear, who's written two pictorial historical books of North Ridgeville, she's been putting our recent scrapbooks together, and they're fascinating to look back at our recent and more distant past.
We recently had an author on from Avon Lake who wrote about the stretch between the founding of the community and roughly the early 1940s, the start of World War II. And she talked about how back in the day, you know, it wasn't a little quiet community. There were rum runners and corpses on the beach and things of that nature. Does North Ridgeville have any kind of sordid past?
Well, it was partially on the Underground Railroad trail that came up through Oberlin and then headed to Lake Erie, either to the east, to the north, or to the northwest. So there were a couple lines of the Underground Railroad that came through Ridgeville, and they hid the escaped slaves, which technically was illegal, but probably the right thing to do, on their way to Canada. Wasn't too much in the way of crime here. We've had some disasters with fires and floods and things like that, but no rum runners here that we know of.
You have a museum. Mm-hmm. Is it still in the old Town Hall Theater?
First floor of the old Town Hall.
Okay. Right. And what kind of things are housed there? What interesting items that you might...
Oh, we have a lot of different displays there. We have farm tools, clothing, kitchen utensils. We have the old Ridgeville High School yearbooks.
What's a historic kitchen utensil? Fork, spoon, knife. I don't know where else to...
Well, we have early toasters and... pots and pans, of course, and egg beaters, and a little bit of everything from mainly the late 1800s and early 1900s. So far, we haven't added early Cuisinarts or anything. But
a mashed potato beater.
Oh, right? Or something where they would say, what do you use?
Potato masher.
Farm implements, too?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We have a big display of farm implements and automobile tools, all kinds of things, an anvil from a blacksmith shop, things like that.
We're talking this morning with Jeff Sixworth, president of the North Ridgeville Historical Society. Do you also help educate young people, children, programs, the kids? Because a lot of times that's where you kind of get somebody hooked into their community by things that
Yes, we do. We back in our bicentennial in 2010, we had 20 or 25 people who dressed up like the pioneers to reenact the pioneers. And a couple of those still do that, and they dress in costume and go to the various school classes and teach them about the history of North Ridgeville. They do that on a pretty regular basis.
Are they fictional or historically accurate?
These are people. Historical characters.
Who would they be? Do you?
A couple of them are Sergeant David Beebe. And his daughter, I can't think of her first name right now, but she was a BB, B-E-E-B-E.
We know them from Elyria, though, don't we?
It's interesting. The three founders, three of the founders of Ridgeville, Elyria, and Lorraine were all members of the BB family, and they were distant cousins to each other, which I've researched. They never thought they were related, but I did research them, find out they were related.
How would they not think that they're related if they show up here in farmlands that they're not?
Some were from Massachusetts, some were from Connecticut. They were six or seven generations removed from each other, so they had no reason to believe they were related. But I found they were all distant cousins to each other. There's David Beebe in Ridgeville, Artemis Beebe in Elyria, and Azariah Beebe in Black River, which became Lorraine. They were all distant cousins.
All successful, I guess.
And much. The three largest cities in Lorraine County now, too. So.
The museum also has items for sale? Gift? You have a gift shop?
What kind of things? We have a little gift shop there. We have Well, Carol Clear's two pictorial history books, for sure. And we have Willis Terrell's memoirs of the pioneers, the Indians, and the wild animals that were found in 1810. That's an interesting read. We have historic plates with pictures of different scenes of North Ridgeville, note cards, old calendars. We had historical calendars for various years, which we no longer produce, but they're still available.
With the expansion of North Center Ridge Road, you lost the hardware store right near where you were at. What do you do anything when you see a building that's been there for a number of years that's no longer going to be there? Do you have anything to sort of make sure that you've documented things about it properly?
That's the kind of thing that goes into our scrapbooks, and also we take photographs of the buildings before they're gone, and we ask the owners of the buildings if they have any signs or stationery or something that they would like to donate to our museum so that people in the future can see those things.
Sometimes when they tear things down, they excavate. They ever find anything that, you know, long buried since then or parts of things? That
we haven't gotten involved in that, but I'm sure that would be interesting.
Ah, okay. Of course, there's a lot of history to be made and things that are happening. Is there any programs that you have coming up where you want to share, where people can get involved with what you do?
Nothing specific right now, but we do have our regular meetings on the third Wednesday of each month, third Wednesday at 7 o'clock at the North Ridgeville Library on Bainbridge Road. So public's welcome to that.
And at a meeting, what would happen at
that? It varies. We always have some business. We always have a social hour and very good refreshments. That's always a big part of it. But occasionally we have a program. We have a live speaker, or we have a PowerPoint or slideshow or something like that. We have nothing coming up right in the near future, but recently we've had a couple interesting programs. So.
That sounds good. Well, we appreciate you stopping in this morning, sharing a little bit about the history of North Ridgeville. There's always interesting things to see, and people can find out more. Again, if they want to get details, where's a good place for them to contact you or to find out what your organization does?
Best place would be our Facebook page, just North Ridgeville Historical Society on Facebook. We also have a website, www.northridgevillehistoricalsociety.org, or stop in at our open houses at the museum, which are the last Sunday of every month except December from 2 to 5, first floor of the Old Town Hall on Center Ridge west of Avon Belden Road.
Sounds great. Well, we appreciate your time. Jeff Sigsworth, president of the North Ridgeville Historical Society.